Welcome, welcome. It's wonderful to see everybody here this morning, and looking forward to sharing God's Word with you. What I want to share with you this morning is an aspect of God, a certain nature that He has, that if you really grab onto this, what I'm going to share with you out of God's Word, it's really going to enhance your walk with Him. Your expectations, your believing. I just believe that when you walk out of here, you're going to be a little bit taller with your expectations with our Heavenly Father. So I've titled this teaching, God Really, Really Likes You. And He cares for you. Now, isn't it nice that somebody really, really likes us? Now, I know we talk about being loved, and that's great, and we kind of throw that word around, love you, but I really, really like you. And we're going to look at some scriptures that I think will blow your heart and see how God really, really cares for you. Okay? So, let's go right into the first scripture here in Proverbs. And we'll have the scriptures on the screen here for you. Proverbs 15:3. So we're going to see how much God involves Himself in people's lives. Now, God's pretty busy, isn't He? I mean, creator of the heavens and the earth. He's got all these stars out there He's got to check on all the time. There's billions of them. And, of course, He's got this one little earth that's got, how many people? 8 billion? 9 billion? 9 billion people. So, you know, my goodness, how can He take care of all this? So how much does God involve Himself in people's lives? Okay, Proverbs 15:3. And that says, the eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding evil and good. So, it's a little figure of speech, right? I mean, God's eyes, you know, the eyes of our understanding, the eyes that see, that focus in. And so, the Lord's eyes are every place, beholding good and evil. So, He sees it all. Nothing gets by our Heavenly Father, okay? He's not just sitting on the throne there, counting stars and stuff like that, but He's checking everybody out. What's going on here? Now, next verse. Next verse is Chronicles, all right? Chronicles 16:9. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole world, the whole earth. And why is He doing that? To show Himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward Him. Pretty neat verse, huh? So, you know, I might not be perfect, but the Christ in me is perfect, right? And I'm born again of God's Spirit. If you're a Christian, you've got Christ in you. And as far as God's concerned, you are perfect in Him because of the Christ that lives within you. You have His righteousness, right? So, man, oh man. So we should have pretty good expectations that God's looking around for us, right? His eyes are all over the place. Pretty neat. Okay, let's go to the next verse here. And this next verse is Matthew. Matthew 6:26. And behold, the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are you not much better than they? If God's so concerned about little Tweety birds, and He feeds them, makes sure they're taken care of, what about you and I? You know, we're pretty special, right? God so loved us that He sent His Son, right, to die, to pay the ultimate price so that we could have a redemption whereby is Christ in us, the hope of glory. So, God's involved, right? God is involved in people's lives. He wants to be involved. His eyes are all over the place, right? All right. My goodness. So let's take a look at Matthew chapter 6, verse 31. All right. Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or wherewith shall we be clothed? All right, good question. Next, verse 32, 33. Let's see, we go back to 32. Let's go back to, if we can go back, to Matthew 6, 32. There's 33. There we go. For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. And what are those things? Well, what did the previous verse say? What we eat, you know, put on our clothes. So the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all these things. God really, really likes you. And he knows that you have need of these basic things. Now, verse 33, Matthew 6, 33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. So in light of God being concerned about us, taking care of us, we should be seeking him first and his righteousness, and all these things are going to be added to us. Pretty good deal. God makes a pretty good deal. My goodness. Now, we may not be thinking too much about God during the day. And I know we endeavor to pray to him in the morning maybe, pray at night. We spend some time looking at the scriptures. And so, but I know we go time, you know, maybe an hour or two without thinking about God. I mean, I'll raise my hand. I mean, I do that sometimes. But boy, our Heavenly Father, as much as we can think about him, pretty good idea. How much does he think about us? How much does he think about you and I? I'm going to show you a verse that will blow your heart. And that's our next verse here. Psalm 139, 17 and 18. How precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God. How great is the sum of them. Wow. Well, how much is that sum? What's the next verse say? If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. We've been going to the beach recently, and James and Katie, our son James and his wife Katie and the boys, right? Oliver and Quentin. They can testify that there's a lot of sand out there. And when they come home and I wash them off, there's a lot of sand out there. Have you ever tried to count sand? One, two. Do you get the picture?
Yes.
God's thinking about us all the time. He must really, really like us. That's pretty nice. Amazing. Amazing. Wow. Well, let's go on to the next verse here, okay? Let's take a look here at Psalms 103. We're going to look at the Amplified version of this. And boy, aren't we thankful that as he thinks about us, he doesn't deal with all the things we get into, huh? He has not dealt with us according to our sins as we deserve, nor rewarded us with punishment according to our wickedness. Okay? Thankfully, God doesn't do that. Next verse, verse 11. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his what? Loving kindness toward those who fear and worship him. What is it to fear and worship God? With awe-filled respect and deepest reverence. Wow. Wow. That's how big God's loving kindness. When he's thinking of us, he's got a heart of loving kindness. Because God really, really likes you. My goodness, yes. Next verse, verse 12. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. Now, how far as the east is from the west? It never ends. It just never ends. So, wow. All the little mistakes we make, all the bonehead decisions we've made, all the junk we've done, it's gone, all right? God's forgiveness gets rid of us. So if God's not thinking about it, should you be thinking about it? You know, the devil tries to get us to be sin conscious, right? Oh my gosh, yes. You know what you did yesterday? And you think God's going to be acceptable to that? You think God really, really likes you because you did that last night or whatever? Hey, what does the word say? As far as the east is from the west. He doesn't get into it. He really, really likes us. So he wants to do good, wonderful things for us. Okay? All right. Let's go to Isaiah, but we're going to come right back to Psalm 103 if you're using your Bibles. But I do want to jump over to good old Isaiah, okay? So let's take a look at Isaiah. Is that the next verse there? 43:25, okay? So we're finding that. We're turning in the pages of the internet. And we still get there pretty soon. All right, I'm going to read it to you. That's too far. Okay, so let me read this to you. 43:25 in Isaiah. I, even I, am he that blotteth out thy transgressions for mine own sake and will not remember thy sins. Wow, God really, really likes us. I don't know why. Well, I think I do know why. We're the focus of everything he's done. We really are. And so we should have the expectation that God does like us, that God wants us to have our needs met. Really does. Well, can we go back to 103? Verse 13. All right, let's go back to Psalms 103:13. Just as a father loves his children, so the Lord loves those who fear and worship him with all respect and deepest reverence. Yeah, that's our God. He really, really likes us. Now, we're going to look at this other verse here in 1 Peter. Okay, so let's go to 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. And there's a lot of wonderful verses in the Bible that tell us who we are in Christ, right? Our identification in Christ. And this is a nice verse too, because it says, you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood and holy nation, a peculiar people. Now that's King James there, the peculiar people. What that means in the Greek is a people of acquisition. In other words, you have been bought. Somebody bought you. Now who do you think bought you? God Almighty. And what was the price he paid? The Lord Jesus Christ. Wow. Wow. You're his. You belong to God. He paid a price for you. That you should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. What's our response to God really, really liking us? Yeah, hallelujah. Let's praise him. Let's hang out with him more. He really likes us, and this is how he deals with us. Why not praise him? Why not focus on him more than anything else? My goodness. Whew. Now, we're going to go to a verse that, when I saw this verse, it just blew my mind. And you're really going to like this verse. And It's amazing. Here we are as believers, and here we're praising God, and hopefully we're doing good things for God, right? God wants us to do wonderful things for Him. And so what does it take to get God to recognize our good works? By the way, Jeannie, look, you look a little thirsty here. Can I give you some water? Here you go. Great, I think that. Oh my goodness, break it right down. All right, let's take a look at this verse. Next verse. You don't have that verse either? Oh my golly. This is my favorite verse, the whole key verse here. All right. Mark 9:41. Go to your Bibles. You got to look at this. You won't believe it if you hear me just read it. Mark 9:41. For whosoever shall give you a cup of water to drink in my name, because you belong to Christ, verily I say unto you, he shall not lose his reward. You give somebody a cup of water and you get a reward for that? That's what the Bible says. Isn't that fantastic? Can you imagine all the wonderful, great things you do for God's people, and God's going to bless you back? He's going to reward you for all the wonderful things that you do. You bring cookies to fellowship. You're going to get rewarded for it. No, it's not like, hey, he's the teacher, he's going to get a lot of rewards. No, 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 no. You bring cookies. You bring a glass of water. Whatever you do with the love of God in your heart for the saints, God's got a reward for you. Isn't that fantastic? Now, don't you want to do some things for Him? Oh, my gosh. What a relationship that God has developed for us, that we would be so acceptable to Him, that He accepts us. He loves us. He really, really likes us. And He does reward us for doing the most menial thing. Wow. Unbelievable. But it's believable, huh? It is believable. See, and that's why I'm sharing this with you. I want you to leave here knowing that God really, really likes you, that God will work in your life in so many wonderful ways. And why not praise Him and do wonderful works for Him? You and I have been designed to do good works for Him. Let's have the closing verse. You got Ephesians? We got that one. All right, Ephesians 2:10. Here we go. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto what? Good works. That's why He made us, so that we can do wonderful good works for Him, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Sounds good? Good. Well, I hope you have received this valuable aspect of God, of all the things He does and has responsibility for. He focuses on you, His children. He really, really likes you so, so much. He cares for us. And so now we can, with that heart, with that being God's way He loves us, why can't we just recognize Him more and more, huh? Yeah, I think we can do that. He has given us the opportunity to live with Him, the fellowship with Him. And He's thinking about us all the time, right? His thoughts are like the sand. So let's think about Him. Let's give Him a few grains during the day, okay? And think about our God and know that He's going to reward us and bless us because He's a good, good God, all right? All right. Heavenly Father, thank You for how You love us and how much You really, really care about us and like us. And that we can have great freedom of heart to walk for You and know that You are there. As we heard in the manifestations, my goodness, You just want so much for us. And Father, I pray, may we receive that. We may recognize that. May we just know Your wonderful heart for us. So thank You, Father, for loving us and really, really liking us. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
All right.